Blog Talk Radio.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really? You're eating Doritos? He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound. Do you see what I have to do?
I know.
Give me that.
You're tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. Good evening and welcome to our 2725th presentation of Angozy Time Multimedia LLC and our 1476th episode of Damon. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight we welcome my special guest, Tamara. Tonight we're going to be talking about suicide awareness, so please take some time to invite a friend and tune in. Please call in, press 1, and talk to us tonight. But before we dive deep into the subject, I want to give a shout out to Doritos and Frito-Lay for sponsoring us tonight. First, I want to thank the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention for their effortless work. I am an advocate, and I want to urge everyone tonight to reach out to their U.S. representative and their senator and ask them to take action in 2021. There's 4 acts that we have before them right now, and I'm going to run through them really, really quick. Barriers to Prevent Suicide Act is H.R. 792, Stand Up Act, H.R. 586, and the Mental Health Service for Students Act, H.R. 721. One more, Mental Health Access Improvement Act, H.R. 432. So I want to urge you guys to reach out to your local U.S. representatives and senators and urge them to take action. We want this to be priority in 2021. But I want to welcome you guys tonight to Walk in Purpose with Angela. Please call in tonight to 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you guys, we are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. How can I forget that? Oh, my God. Yes, we are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I want to bring my guest up. Tamara, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am here.
Hi, and welcome. How are you tonight?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me and inviting me. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Well, I want you to share just a little bit about yourself, but I don't want you to jump into the suicide awareness part. I want you to share with the listeners tonight exactly where you are right now, the Tamara of right now.
Where I am right now, physically or emotionally, mentally?
Mentally, emotionally, physically, where you located, however you want to express.
Okay. All right. Well, hello, everyone. Like she said, my name is Tamara Litch. I'm physically located in Greensboro, North Carolina, in the United States. I am physically and mentally, I am doing well. I am doing great. I am doing good. Through the grace of God, I feel a lot better, of course, than I did during the time that I spoke about in the book that we co-authored with Angela. But I'm feeling pretty good. Every day is not 100%, but that's why we have to know where our strength comes from. So when we do have those less than 100% days, we know where to turn to. So it's not perfect, but it's great. It's a progress.
Amen, amen, amen. And yeah, she is one of the 20 individuals a part of the Road to Freedom 20-day devotional. It is part of the Life series. It is actually book one. It is a devotional where we share our journeys. Yes, we share our journeys. Yes, I am a suicide attempt survivor. So that is one thing that we have in common. We are a part of this anthology. But I want to thank her for coming on tonight because I know it's not easy sharing. And I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I want you to share tonight a little bit about how this journey has been for you.
You said how the story has been for me?
How this journey has been for you.
Okay. Well, the journey has been eye-opening. And as I speak of this journey, I think back to where it all began. And when I originally, wrote my first book about my attempt with suicide, it made me think, because this one is actually the third, my third project. So when I originally started the journey of sharing my story with people, it really made me think about how did I get here and what do I have to do to not be there in that state anymore. And so the journey has been very eye-opening and very intriguing. And I even have a metaphor for it that's all a part of my my book, my solo book, and the business that I have, Let Me Fix My Crown, because it's a metaphor for the continuous process you have to go through to continue to have your strength, not to go back to that dark place that you were at the time that you may have tried to commit suicide. So the journey, you learn a lot from once you try to do something like that and you fail, and you are determined not to go back to that place, you learn a lot about yourself. And I have learned so much about myself. I have learned so much about the grace of God, and I have learned so much about how much help I have out there that I did not know it was out there. So it has been very eye-opening for me.
Wow. I tell you, my journey was a little different because I didn't wake up immediately because I attempted again, and again.
Mm-hmm.
I attempted so many times that I stopped keeping count, and I talk about it
wow.
in different books and different things that I write about. I share bits and pieces of it, but I'm over that. I'm not that person anymore. So
thank
what
God.
Advice do you give that person that may be tuned in today that may be in that dark place, that may be in a place where they don't see the light of day and they can't
mm-hmm.
see where there is tomorrow? What did you say to them that would encourage them or uplift them or make them want to push forward?
The first thing I would say to them would be, do not feel like you are alone. Do not feel like that you are crazy or abnormal for feeling the way that you feel. Do not feel like you are the only one that has ever felt this way. And don't be afraid to ask for help. That is the main thing that I would say to anyone that's in that dark place. Don't feel like you are the only person that has ever felt this way. And don't be afraid to ask for help and reach out to someone. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't feel like that if you do share that you're feeling this way, that people are going to look at you a certain way or feel a certain way about you, because they won't. if you just reach out and tell, let someone that you know that you need help, you will be surprised at how much outpouring of help and love that you will receive, and how many more people will come forth and say, I know exactly what you're feeling. You're not in this by yourself. I've been there, and let me help you come out of it.
All right. Well, making sure that Ansel Thomas' line is very, very clear. So I want to thank you so much for your patience, Kev. All right, Ansel Thomas Smith, make sure we don't have that muffled sound in the background. And it is. All right. All right, let's try to fix that right now.
As
she's trying to do that, it's all right. As she's trying to do that, guys, you know, we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria tonight. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is just press that one to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Here's a question for you, young lady. What is the main focus of your outstanding work and your authorship? You know, the pen. You know, what do you want to, what is the legacy that you want to aspire to leave, not only to, you know, the grown folk, but also children that are looking to come up and want to do what you do?
What I would, the legacy I would like to leave is the fact that your words, whether written, spoken, could reach someone that really needs to hear what you have to say. I want my legacy to be that whatever words I wrote or whatever words you want to write, let it be something that touches someone else. The love of God, that is a ministry to whoever needs it. Whether it be one person or 1 million people, let it be something that will help the next person.
All right. And now back to Ansel Thomas Smith, of course, with this Walking in Purpose. You sound very good right now, Angie. Go ahead and do your thing.
Amen, amen. Okay. So, I'm sorry about that. I wanted to actually share some statistics tonight. I wanted to share some statistics from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They did a survey, and they asked about personal, mental, and physical health. And they asked how did you view it? And we oftentimes view it equally, but then when we go to the healthcare physician and whatever, they don't. So it said 78% think that mental health, for those who do not think that mental health weighs 15 to 8% more than physical health. So they saying that mental health is important, but when you go and try to get mental health, you can't find the services. What are your thoughts on that, especially with the pandemic now and us not being able to actually go out and get the services that we may need? What are your thoughts on that?
I think my thoughts on that is that, first of all, I feel like that mental health and physical health go hand in hand. You can't be physically fit if you're not mentally fit, because you won't know how to be physically fit without being mentally fit. I feel like that just as much importance that we put on the physical should be put as well in the mental. And I don't, the people, you know, if anyone feel like that, it's not, I don't think they understand how this COVID-19, it has impacted us mentally. It has brought on depression. I mean, literally just being home in the house, being able to interact with people has really affected, especially children and adults alike, has really affected them greatly in a mental aspect. Even if you have not suffered from COVID, it has still affected you just by not being able to live a normal life. And if you've had experience with COVID, I lost my mom in May of 2020 to COVID. That definitely affects you mentally. I mean, if there was any time that I may have drifted back into a dark place or depression, that was it, and I felt that coming on. So it's definitely affecting you mentally. And I think just as much emphasis, even in the healthcare field, should be put on the mental side as much as it is the physical. Even if we have to do more virtual visits with therapists or doctors to be able to speak to someone about what you're feeling, it needs to be something put in place so that the emphasis on mental is just as important as the physical.
Wow. I tell you, I had some statistics on they were saying, because before, you know, we don't like to talk about this in our brown community. That's something that we don't talk about. We don't like to go out. We don't like to get the necessary treatments that we need. We worried about what other people are going to think about us. We worried about them not being strong or whatever. I battled mental illness for almost 15 years, didn't know what I was dealing with because nobody never told me. Nobody told me what depression was. Nobody told me what that was. Nobody told me what it felt like to just want to just ball up in a corner and just die. Nobody told me what that was. You know, nobody told me that. You know, so what can we do as brown people to reach out and get the services and get the things that we need to better ourselves? Because, you know, even though we may not see the changes, we can't stop working towards tomorrow. We can't stop working towards the future because we got generations that's going to come after us. What can we do now that's going to impact those that are going to come after us? We can't just keep sitting and allowing things to happen. Please, share. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I agree 100%. And the very first thing, one of the main things that we have to do, Angela, is what you and I are doing right now, what everybody in this book, all the 20 people in this book have done. We got to make it a conversation. We got to make it okay to talk about it. We got to make it okay for people to come forth and say, I need help. We can't shun anymore. We can't throw Bible scriptures at them anymore and expect it to be okay. And trust and believe, I'm a number one person that would give you a scripture and study the Bible. But we got to do more because that's not reaching everybody. We got to reach them first before we can introduce them to other things. And to reach them, we got to let them know it's okay to be vulnerable. That's the number one thing we got to do. We got to make it okay for them to talk about it. We got to create platforms. We got to come together as a community and create programs and platforms to assist people that can't go to don't have the money to go to a counselor. We got to become counselors. We got to become mentors. We got to be a community that can support each other in every aspect. Everything, you know, everybody don't have the money, everybody don't have the means, everybody don't have the knowledge. But if one person got the knowledge, the next person got the means, we can come together and make it a community of so we
but
got
you said
that's,
a lot.
That's number two.
You said a lot. You said a lot in that mouthful right there. That was a lot. But it was all some good stuff. It was all stuff that we needed to hear right now because people need to know that. You know, and I preach that across my platform because, you know, we've been friends for a while, you know, because we've been working on this project. When I tell you the enemy came at us on this project, when we started this project in 2018, like you, I lost my brother this year, December, not this year, I'm sorry, 2020, December 13th, you know, I lost my father the day before Mother's Day in 2019. So I understand, you know, and a lot of people, my dad wouldn't do nothing to come back here right now. I know my brother's in a better place. I know my brother not suffering. I know my brother don't have to look for nobody to push him in his stomach to cough and to stretch his head because he was paralyzed from his neck down. He couldn't move. You know, I know he's able to run around and be happy and he's singing and he's dancing. You know, the things that he used to do. when he had use of his limbs. He's able to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm not going to take over this. But look, I want to thank you for sharing. I want you to continue because
no problem.
Cut you off. But I want you to continue.
No, you're fine.
I just wanted to intercede just that quick and just share that because I'm feeling what you're saying. So I want you to continue.
Oh, no, I was getting a little passionate, so I was probably about to repeat myself, but that was basically it. What I was saying is we got to come together as a community and make things happen, and we got to make it okay for people to express that they're struggling. Those are the main two things.
Well, we definitely have to do that, and I want to urge those that are tuned in tonight to call in to 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I tell you, I challenge those guys that are part of the collaboration to call in tonight and to share their journeys, to share their stories. I shared just a little bit and piece about my journey to my first attempt, and my first attempt was the day I lost my mom. That was my very first attempt, one of many that began the journey of many. But I'm here. I'm here
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God that that was not the death of me, that I still have life. So I thank him for that.
Amen.
I want you to share. I know this is not the only book that you are a part of, so I want you to share, you know, a little bit more about who Tamara is. What are you doing? What projects you working on? What other things you have out? You know, how we can follow you? All that good stuff.
Okay. Okay, well, a little bit about me. Like you said, this was not my first project. This was actually my third. My first one was I co-authored Broken But Not Shattered with three other beautiful ladies, and the visionary author of that was Ms. Bad Chick herself, Sharon Schamberger. And my second project was actually a solo book, Let Me Fix My Crown. And it was all about going back and trying to figure out how did I get to this dark place. So I go back to the age of 12 where, you know, I had an incident with a pastor who, you know, mistook his liberties with me. And then all the way to now where I met my husband, who I'm married to now, happy, and he has been vital in my growth and my healing. And then, of course, the devotion I did with you was my third project, where I talked more about the day that I attempted to commit suicide, and thank God that I failed. And it's ironic because the reason I wanted to commit suicide is because I felt like I was failing in life. I felt like I was failing my kids, my parents, my siblings, everyone. And then I failed at suicide. So, but thank God I did. And that showed me that, you know, I wasn't in control. I had to give control to the Almighty. And he was the only one that was going to help me through the darkness that I was feeling. Outside of that, I'm not working on any books right now, but I am working on my ministry. Let Me Fix My Crown is not only a book, but it is a ministry where I mentor and coach and just be a listening ear for people that need it, a listening ear, open heart. So you can reach me. My information is on Instagram under LMFM_crown. Facebook, same thing, LMFM_crown. If you message me, you can call me. I'm here. I will speak to anyone that needs to talk. If I just need to listen and not say anything, I'm here. Because I feel like that's what God has put me here for. And that's pretty much it. That's all I have going on right now.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing with us. I have Tamika that's going to be coming on and sharing with us after this commercial.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
It wasn't me.
saw you snacking on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You're the one who granted access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sneak behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she empty that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on stalking, I guess you let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's the first time that's ever worked.
New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
I want to give a shout out to Cheetos for being our sponsor tonight. Wow. I want to give a shout out to my producer, Brother O, for all his hard work as I get my other guests on, because he is amazing. I think they need to go ahead and put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm just going to keep throwing that out there until they do what they need to do. How about that? Let me try to get my guest up. So while I'm trying to get my other guest on, I'm going to share some more statistics that I pulled up, because y'all, I'm on this suicide awareness thing. This is my thing this year, and I'm on it, and I'm going to share this with you guys. They said that approximately right now there's 60% of Americans that is experiencing okay, I have Sophia. Okay, I got Sophia and Tamika coming on. So, everything is coming together. So, I'm going to bring Sophia on really quick while I get Tamika on as well. Sophia, are you on? Sophia?
Okay. All right, Sophia, you're on? Okay. That is 912. So unmute yourself, Sophia. Hello?
Sorry, my phone was not cooperating.
Okay, now I have new cue to bring you back on. Are you on, Sophia?
Yeah, I'm on.
Outstanding.
Hey, Sophia. How are you, Sophia?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to Walk in Purpose with Angela. So tonight we are touching on that topic of suicide. You are one of the collaborators in this anthology. So I really want to share with the listeners exactly who you are and what you're doing and what this journey has been like for you.
Oh, this journey has been amazing. Like, it's so cathartic to be able to share. There's a healing that we get even just being able to share and say, hey, I was there. I survived this, but I'm here now. My name is Sophia Cooper. I am the author of 4 independent books, and I'm a part of the anthology. I'm working on project number 5, but I'm also a full-time student, so it's a great balancing act right now. I'm actually working on getting my master's in mental health counseling to help with some of the situations that we have been talking about. And I came in on the end of the last young lady's interview, the end of her segment. I had to work a little late tonight. But I really loved a lot of what she had to say on the subject about how we get the message out there and how we help people. That's where I am and what I'm doing now. My journey with depression, I've battled depression my entire adult life, first child, because I was sexually assaulted as a child. So I've battled it most of my life, but I'm at a place where I know how to win. So it's not that I spend so many days in bed and can't move, and I know what works for me now, and I know how to overcome now, and I just try and share that with other people and teach them ways to win.
I tell you, it definitely has been a journey. It has been a journey. You have been on this journey with me with this suicide awareness book, and it started in 2018. We finally released the book September of 2020. It started out with, I think it was 30 of us. 31 of us. And dropped down to, I think, 10 at one time. And it got back up to 30. But when it was all said and done, it ended with 20. And I believe that it was exactly what it was supposed to be. I tell you, it has been a blessing. I get people in my inbox all the time telling me how this book helped them, how somebody want to get a copy of this book. So I thank all 19 of these individuals that shared their life, that shared bits and pieces of them. You know, some of them, that was their first time sharing. We had males that shared their stories. It wasn't just females. A lot of people, they look at devotionals, they think it's just females. No, we had males that shared their journey. And I thank them for sharing their journeys, because it's letting other males know that, you know, you're not weak because you share. You're human.
That's right.
And you matter. So keep sharing. So I thank you. I definitely thank you for coming on. I really want you to share, because you do a lot. That's you do a lot. Share a little bit more about yourself. You say you're working on your master's, so I know that has been a journey.
It is.
I hate to cut you off, but y'all, this lady literally, like, when I first moved to Myrtle Beach, she literally, I was having an anxiety attack, I think, and she literally calmed me down, like literally stayed on the phone and talked to me for about 2 hours it was?
Yeah, something like that.
She's been a lifesaver for me, and she's been very special. You know, people come in your life sometimes, it be a reason in a season. I don't care if I don't talk to this girl, this young lady, because I can't even call her a girl, this lady, in months or even almost a year in one case. And it seemed like we never lost contact with each other. And we always can pick up where we left off. And that's a true friend. I found this saying in my Bible. And it was folded up. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it came out of a little Chinese fortune cookie or what, but it was just on a little piece of paper. And it said, a friend is one soul and two bodies. And I was like, wow. Sometimes
that's,
I really
pretty awesome.
Feel that. I truly feel that sometimes you have that connection with people. Sometimes when we talk, we may talk for hours, and it may not talk for a long, long time, but those hours we reconnected, and we connected, and we got what we needed from each other for that moment, and it carries us to the next time.
Yeah.
That's what some people are meant in people's lives. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I'm that for a lot of people. Like, I'm very quiet and reserved in a way, but I'm there if you need me, and I will listen if you need me, or I will calm you if you need me, or soothe you, or sing you a song, whatever it is that somebody needs in that moment, I'm that in that moment. So I may go months without talking to somebody, but if they call or text and say, hey, I'm in that place, then okay, we need to talk. Okay, I need to listen. Okay, I need to be present. I have to come out of my shell and be present for whoever needs what they need at the moment. And I think a lot more people have to be willing to take that step, have to be willing to be what somebody else needs in the moment. The counseling part of it isn't all about the talking, is what I find. It's about guiding somebody through their own journey. It's about taking them through the journey of self. So it's not really a lot that I have to say. I'm just a train conductor. I'm just sitting there asking the questions to get them to think, to go deeper, to push further into whatever it is. And then once we get there, okay, now we got somewhere to really start. But until I get them there, I can't do anything else. So it's the same thing with friends. Until you get them to the heart of the thing, you can't do anything else. So until I get you to the heart of your problem, why you're in this lost place, why you feel like you want to jump, why you want to take all those pills, why you want to switch your risk, why, until I get you to the why, I can't help you because you can be back here tomorrow. I've got to get you to the why.
I'm going to bring Sophia, I'm going to bring Tamika on, and then I'm going to bring you back up, and I'm going to let you share how individuals can get in contact with you, because you do an amazing Motivational Monday, Mental Health Monday. And I think people need to follow you. So I'm going to bring on Tamika, and then I'm going to bring this. We have a caller in queue, and I need to bring that caller in queue. So I'm going to bring on Tamika. Tamika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tamika. I want you to say hey to everybody that's tuned in, and then I'm going to bring on this caller, and then I'm going to bring you back up, okay? So I'm going to bring on this first caller, and then I'm going to bring you back on. So hold on a second. Caller number one, you are in queue. If you could please tell us where you're calling from and your name.
Hello. This is Lena Blue, host of Awakening the Goddess, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia.
Hey, Lena, how are you?
How are you, Commissioner? How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for calling in and supporting.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on this topic tonight?
Thank you. You know, you're really coming close to my heart. You know, I definitely have a heart for mental illness. I have a heart for people who are seeing to survive and overcome their challenges. And I think this is such a necessary and very much appreciated show. I thank all your folks for coming on and sharing their stories and sharing their heart, because this is where the healing starts. And you know I'm all about the healing. So I just thank you so much for having these blessed guests on. And I just ask you to continue to do what you're doing, because you're changing lives.
I want you to share how they can tune into your show, and I definitely want you to stay tuned, because you definitely want to listen to Tamika's her story. You definitely want to hear that. But I want you to share with the listeners how they can tune in and hear you.
Absolutely. Yes, I have a show called Awakening the Goddess, a show that's empowering those to help themselves and heal. And you can reach me next week on February the 17th at 9:30 p.m. on this ONE station. Thank you.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Stay tuned. I want to bring Tamika up. Tamika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Tamika, share with those that are tuned in just a little bit about Tamika and what this journey has been like for you.
Well, my name's Tamika. 2017, well, it started where years ago I almost committed suicide twice, dealing with, you know, somebody molesting me and feeling like nobody loved me, feeling like nobody didn't care, you know, and I thank God, you know, that it didn't work. You know, because I would have never understood my purpose and why I'm here. And I didn't know I had to face it until 2017 when my 14-year-old daughter committed suicide. And that was the most traumatic experience ever. And I just felt like, okay, wait a minute, this is not supposed to happen. And in the beginning, it was such a painful journey because I did want to be a part of your first book, but it was just too painful to even talk about it. It was too painful to be around people. And not even a month later, oldest daughter tried to commit suicide the first time. And then she tried it twice. Within the next year. And I thank God it didn't work. You know, now she's a graduate of Cheney Magnum Cum Laude, highest honor. And I thank God for that. It has been a painful journey, but yet it has been a healing journey because it was you, Angela, who pushed me. You know, I love my cousin, you know, because I was not willing to share, but it's worth sharing because you don't know who is contemplating suicide. You don't. These young people are hurting. They have no one to talk to. They don't. They facing stuff that we may not know, or facing experiences that we have experienced, and instead of judging them, you know, embrace them and love them, we turn our back on them and we shun them. So this journey, even writing the book, one of the projects is with Angela is owning your own truth. And I tell you, that book, even the affirmation journal, had me bless a couple of people, gave them the book, because they was in such a place. And even people that have bought the book, I didn't realize how what we write as a life story will impact people. You know, one of my coworkers came to me. She said, "You just don't know the place I was in." But that just helped me to know that I'm a winner. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. We have to help one another. We have to encourage one another. We don't know where people are at. Sometimes we just need to be a listening ear. You know, God created me for a purpose. You know, and in the impact of me wanting to back away from ministry, but God has given me a voice and a heart for hurting mothers and a heart for these young people because we need to be listeners. Suicide is real, especially in the young lady was saying, suicide is real in this pandemic. So many suicides have taken place in this pandemic alone. You know, these young people taking their life because they feel like they're not loved, they are not cared for. What are we going to do as a people? What are we going to do as a body of Christ? We don't want to talk about this in the church, but they're leaving your church committing suicide. So what are we going to do? Are we going to stop judging them? Are we going to stop being so deep and not understanding that they are souls? Their souls belong to God. So when they step into your church, you are accountable for whatever happens to them. Thank God for the journey. I'm working on my second book. It will be, I'm praying, you know, because when you experience pain on such a level, you know, burying my mom last year and then just buried my spiritual dad. That was just, and I'm like, God, this is a lot of pain to deal with in 4 years, you know. But he's bringing me and he's birthing something out of me in this. The process ain't easy. It is not easy, but I thank God for the process. And I thank God for you, Angela, because you have shared your story, your life, and you have talked to me. And, you know, we as family, even though we don't live in the same state and we're not around each other, but we never know what impact we can put on each other. And I thank God for you giving a platform for women and men, young and old, to put themselves out there when it's most vulnerable. This is a most vulnerable moment for all of us. You know, we putting ourselves out there raw. But we trust in God to say, God, even though they're going to hear our story, you know, even though they're going to hear some stuff they may not understand, but let it be an impact. Let it be a blessing. Let it be a source of healing. Let this radio station, you know, before getting on tonight, my prayer was, God, let this thing be, somebody may be listening, contemplating suicide. We don't know, but let it be a healing moment and a breakthrough for many people. I'm walking this journey, and in this journey, I'm praying that God just continue to bless people, that my voice will be heard to help reach hurting mothers, the heart of a mother. That's one of my prayers, is the heart of a mother, because these mothers are losing their kids on a rampant pace.
Wow.
So, ooh, you know, it's just... deep. It's just we got to be soldiers. We gonna say we are God's children. We got to walk this love. It's no more just talking about it. We gotta walk this thing. You know, I'm just so blessed to be able to share my journey.
Well, I definitely want to thank you. I have to thank you. I hate to cut you off, but I know you are at work. You are a nurse, and I know you are at work. I want to thank you for coming on here. I want you to share how individuals can reach out to you, how they can get in contact with you, how they can follow you. Are you on social media?
I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook with my name, Tamika Glenn. It's spelled uniquely. It's T-E-M-E-K-I-A. Glenn. You can reach me on Facebook at babygirl38. My email address is babygirl39.tg@gmail.com. You can reach me at any of those sites. You know, I'm willing to listen, talk, whatever, you know, whatever you want me to do, I'm here. You know, Angela can reach me. If somebody want to reach out, that's fine.
Wow. I definitely want to thank you guys for coming on tonight. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed this show. I tell you, it's nothing like being able to be an outlet for individuals to share their story, to share their journey, because I know that this journey has not been easy for me. And I know that people sometimes they don't know how to share their journey. They don't know how to share their story. They don't know who to turn to or how to get it out there. And I want to be that platform. I want people to know that I'm here, you know, and that you have purpose, because people will make you feel like you are nobody. But know that you are somebody. Know that God placed you here with a purpose. He says it in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I got a plan for you, to prosper you, for you being good health, for you to have hope in the future. And I truly believe that. But I have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, can you tell me where you're calling from and your name?
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. My tribal name is Huni Bark Atun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. You know, this show here, you know, first of all, I give thanks to all in all, the Creator, for y'all sisters who've taken up the staff and are here to continue to fight. This is a fight of our life like never before. I want to add on to the bill right quick. One of the things that we got away from is being there for, of, and by each other. And it never ceased to amaze me, being that I'm 53 years young. There's a lot of different spells that we have been placed under. And one of the things that really hurt us the most is the spell of the dollar bill, believe it or not. You got more, it's not like that we're not skillful. You can even listen to that commercial that we played and listen at the creativity that they used, that they took from us as a people. That's what made us different. That's what gave us the strength to endure all the hell that we have been through. And my humble advice is, yeah, get your money on, but don't get to the point where we stop being there for and by each other, okay? And having said that, you know, my spiritual daughter, what can I say about you? I'm always proud of you. I give thanks to all in all for you. And I also want to share some good news for you, okay? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Congratulations, Angela, on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record. This is your 11th all-time. And as a master sound therapist, you know, I want to use my tone of voice to make us think about something. I know what we're doing, everything that we want to. But meanwhile, are we losing? Because we won't let go. All of the wickedness and the evil that we have learned during the time of our captivity, you got some of us, not all, is turning around and doing the same things to each other. It's time for us to put a stop to that. Thank you.
Amen. That was Huni Bakatun. Huni Bakatun, you just going to leave? You're not going to tell people about your show?
Man, you know, right now my spirit is really, really lit up because I feel so grateful just to be here that we have survived so much. And that's why we have went through all the hell that we have went through. Now it's our time to reap the rewards, y'all. Don't give up the fight now. It's time for us to get back everything that was taken from us. Okay? But anyway, my show comes on, believe it or not, tomorrow. And I'm speaking about the game of life. Yeah, there's been a lot of games that's been played on our minds, hearts, souls, and bodies. So I'm going to do my part to give some knowledge on this game like never before. That's 9:30 tomorrow.
Well, I will be tuning in tomorrow. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for calling in. So, Sophia, Tamara, are you still there? Sophia, you still there?
Yes. I'm still here.
I'm here.
Tamika, you still there? Tamika, are you there? Is Tamika
right
here?
Tamika's line is open. Tamika?
Okay. Tamika, you may be muted. You may have muted yourself. If you are muted, unmute yourself. Because I really want to, like, I thank you guys for calling in, and I want to know what are your thoughts about what have been taking place tonight. What are your thoughts on the show, Tamara? I'm sorry, y'all know I'm bad with names.
Hey, that's okay. I'm used to it. But my thoughts on what took place tonight. First of all, I'm amazed. I'm touched. I'm just honored to be in the presence of these other two ladies that were speaking because. As you guys were speaking and I was listening to you guys, my heart was so filled with joy that you guys are out there to help. And this is exactly what we need. And I just love it. I mean, I can't even put to words what I'm feeling right now because I was honored to be a speaker, but I'm even more honored that I was able to stay and listen to you guys speak and take in what you had to say.
Sophia, because I think
Tamika's done. I'm very honored. Every time you invite me on your show, it's a pure pleasure. But the world needs more of this. They need more people that are willing to give voice to silent issues. It can't be that thing that's just not talked about. It can't continue to be people's secret shame. People need to be able to give it voice and get it out and just talk about it. And until they're ready to talk about it, hearing other people talk about it will give them courage. It'll give them strength. And it'll just lift some of that burden that they've been carrying. So I'm incredibly grateful and thankful that you do this and that you carry this mantle so well. So keep up the great work. Congratulations.
I thank you guys for being exactly who you are and being obedient and participating in the project, because I think if it had not been for the project, we may have not crossed paths. So I thank God for divine purpose and as crossing paths. I tell you, I truly enjoy this journey. I thank him for this opportunity. I thank him for Brother O, because I have this opportunity and this platform to come on and share and allow individuals to hear you guys, because we're tuned in. There's almost 4 million people tuned in to hear you guys' story, to hear you talk, to share. So somebody may be somewhere and may be in a dark place and may not know tomorrow is going to be, but something that you said may bring them out. And I thank you guys for being transparent. I thank you for sharing your truth. I thank you for just being who you are, you know, and allowing people to see the life in you. You know, that word just means something to me. And I wish we had more time, because I definitely would go around and ask each one of you what that word means, that word life, because God dropped that word in my spirit, and he broke down each letter. And the L was love, the I was inspiration, the F was fear of God, and the E was the E3 experience. And people wonder what the E3 experience is. It's educate, empower, and encourage, because I feel like that's what we should be doing one to another. Love covers a multitude of sin. You know, we talked about that. You know, we talked about people weren't going to church. No, it's not about church. It's about that relationship, because it ain't about religion no more. It's about having that relationship and understanding that relationship with God. But I thank you guys for stopping by and sharing with us. I want people to be able to really connect with you guys. So I want you to share again how they can reach out. Tamara, if you would share, and then Sophia.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm on Instagram, LMFM_crown. The same exact thing for Facebook, LMFM_crown. But I'm also on Facebook under my personal name, Tamara Litch. So it's exactly my name, TamaraLytch on Facebook.
All right, Sophia.
Okay. I'm on Instagram as Altogether Different, and I am on Facebook at Sophia Monique Cooper, or you can join my Facebook group, I Can, I Will, I Shall Stand. And I do, like Ms. Angela said, Monday's Mental Health Moment, where I always give tips or tricks or just something to help people through their anxiety or depression or whatever it is they may be facing at the time.
Amen, amen. For all those that don't know how to follow me, you can follow me, Angela Thomas Smith, on Facebook. I am the queen of collaborations across most of my platforms. That is Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I have Twitter, but I'm not really active on Twitter, but I have it, something that I have to do better in 2021. But I definitely thank you guys for coming on. We definitely have to do better in 2021. Being there one for another, being that listening ear, and not all the time having something to say. Sometimes people just want to talk and get it out, and sometimes we just have to be that ear to listen. And I definitely thank God for you guys. And I think it may be time for Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the young ladies share tonight. And a lot of people are hurting in this land. And the land is universal and earth. There are people that are being abused, told they're nothing, and they're never going to amount to anything. This show tonight proves that the naysayers are all wrong. They are all wrong. Ansel Thomas Smith, Sophia and Tamara, comes to us in a breath of fresh air, walking in her purpose, understanding the gift of what the Almighty, you know, laid upon us to do our jobs, not be afraid. No matter what goes on in your life, you can overcome any type of obstacle. You can overcome any type of objection. Only Dynasty saves lives. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast enshrining Mr. Huni Bakatun, and we will aware you. I got a real surprise for him tomorrow. I'm not going to tell him because Angela, the soundtrack's going to be crazy. So please, you know, tune in. You young ladies, please call back in. Hope Angela recruits you back into all the shows at O&E Dynasty because they're all fantastic tomorrow night. And, of course, let's congratulate O&E Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith on her 11th O&E Syndicated Station All-Time Connection Record tonight. You know, thank you so much, Angela, for what you do for us on a constant basis. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprises. You can reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Walking in Purpose, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oladele, that includes for my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. We thank our wonderful commissioner, and you have 2 minutes left to go to the program.
I want to thank all of my guests, the young ladies that have called in tonight and shared with me, that shared their journey. I want to thank them for being a part of the show tonight. I want to leave you guys with Psalms 121 and 1. It said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I truly believe that my help cometh from the Lord, and I look to the hills for my help. I want you guys to be encouraged and know that I love you. Continue to walk in purpose, on purpose, and know that you have purpose. Until next time, please be blessed.